You're listening to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The term carrot mob is not something we were particularly familiar with here, but word on the street is they're all the rage in the hip-conscious cafe consumer world of Wellington. So we sent Dawn Tratt to the Windy City to find out how carrot mobs work.
Carrot mob. It's kind of like a flash mob, but rather than gathering a group of people in a public space to do something unusual for a laugh, a carrot mob gets together a network of consumers to spend their money at one store or cafe at the same time. The incentive for both consumer and business is an environmental one. The first carrot mob in Aotearoa was organised by the Conscious Consumers Project and drew a crowd of more than 300 to a little 10-seater cafe in Wellington in early April. The National Coordinator for Conscious Consumers, Ben Gleisner, explains how the Conscious Consumer Group was born.
Conscious Consumers is a program that's running in Wellington currently. Basically, it's an accreditation scheme for cafes. We also have a big consumer movement behind it as well. But what we do is we provide badges to cafes that they can put on their window and really provide information to consumers about the environmental and social aspects of their business. So you often go to a cafe to get a nice muffin or a tasty coffee, but what we're saying is there's other things that matter for consumers, and we're trying to provide information about those things. So it's stuff like whether the coffee was fair trade, whether there's organic milk, whether they recycle or compost their waste. So really it's about providing information to consumers to help empower them to make more informed choices. But we also work with the cafes, not only trying to encourage them to think about the way they do business and promote their practices to consumers. We also link them up with suppliers of products and services that are relevant to those practices. So we've got an online business directory which suppliers join up to. And so when a cafe sees a cafe down the road that's got fair trade coffee or got organic milk, they go, wonder if I can get that. We've got a directory basically. They can go on and find lots of different suppliers of fair trade coffee and stuff. So, yeah.
So how did the idea come about, the badges, the whole thing?
Well, it was in a good, about a year of thinking or so, between a group called the 42 Collective, that's an NGO which is behind this organisation, behind Conscious Consumers, and I think it really came about from us being people that like going to cafes and, wanting to know. I guess we're a group of people that probably like to know the impacts of the way that our consumption has on both people but also on the planet, and it was, driven out of consumers like us wanting to know more information. And I mean, Wellington, it's got a pretty cool cafe scene, and we thought that there was a few cafes that might be supportive of it, and we sort of went out there and talked to a few of them, and ended up getting just over 20 on board, which has been it's been really good. It's something which I think has been started out of consumer driven desires for wanting to both know information about businesses, but also wanting to support the ones that are doing a good thing.
Connie Nisbet is a volunteer with Conscious Consumers who helped organise New Zealand's first carrot mob.
The idea of carrot mobbing is that instead of avoiding a business whose ethics you don't like, you go and support a business whose ethics you do like. So the way you do that is by getting a whole mob of customers down to buy things from them at the same time on the same day. So that definitely does have the flash mob aspect. It's a heap of fun. You can get a really good kind of vibe going with a lot of people there to support a business, and obviously a bit of publicity around that as well. The way that you decide which business that you're going to mob with your carrot mob is through a bidding process. So part of the idea of a carrot mob is to let businesses know that consumers are really interested in environmental and social issues, and to to really make them aware that these are things that you care about and that you are changing your spending based on their practices as businesses. So you run a bidding process with a group of businesses, and whichever business pledges to use the highest percentage of the money that they take from the mobbing event to do something socially or environmentally good. In the case of the carrot mob we organised that was improve their energy efficiency, that business will be the one to get the mob. We had a lot of questions about why it's called a carrot mob. And the reason it's a carrot mob is because of that carrot and stick analogy. I don't know if you've heard that, where it's like you encourage the donkey to run faster by holding a carrot in front of it rather than hitting it with a stick.
The director of Flight Coffee and Memphis Belle, Matt Grayley, explains why winning the Carrot Mop meant so much.
We won the bidding process, which I told Ben from Conscious Consumers we'd do as soon as he mentioned it would be part of it. He said, we're going to do this Carrot Mop, you're going to be bidding. And I said, well, stop the press, we'll just bid 300% right now. And he's like, no, oh man, if you're going to do this, we're going to have to change the rules. So I was on there every morning, every night, bidding, you know, at ridiculous hours, just trying to stress out all the other people involved. And so eventually we did win, and oddly, this Karen Mob ended up being 201% is what we bid. So actually, we'd lose money. Every dollar spent, we'd be putting money towards energy efficiency as well. For us, that's because we just believe in the whole thing. We believe in conscious consumers wholeheartedly. If we get the opportunity, we tell everyone to join Conscious Consumers. That's how I met the guys at CarPie, for example. Just going in there and saying, be part of Conscious Consumers, do it. And we push it to all our wholesale coffee customers as well. So generally, when a Carrot Mob would sort of touch on the business's wallets by giving us extra cash, this one actually did the opposite, but we're still extremely happy. The publicity alone has been fantastic. So yeah, it's really good.
And can I just add to that? The bid that Memphis Belle put in of 201% is the highest bid that's ever been received around the world as part of a Carrot Mob. So yeah, New Zealand first, highest bid ever. We're pretty stoked.
Matt Grayley says Memphis Belle is the only cafe registered with Conscious Consumers that has all 9 Conscious Consumer badges.
So we've got Fairtrade Coffee, because we are a roastery as well, Flight Coffee. We roast Fairtrade Coffee, which is also organic. The organic badge, however, is for organic milk. So we use Zorganic from Wellington, which, I mean, everyone uses, it's fantastic. There's a bit of a shout-out there. they're great. So there's that one, and then there's biodegradable packaging, which is fantastic. We have PLA in place of normal oil-based products that are on the inside of takeaway cups, and all our packaging is just, you can pop it in a commercial compost, or it's recyclable. So there's a lot of different badges there. There's also... probably my favourite actually is seasonal, because that's one that takes a little bit longer to think about, but seasonal produce is actually really important. Rather than, I mean, think of all the power used to power chill rooms just to get things all year round, when naturally it doesn't occur. So I mean, come on, we can go a little while without tomatoes, not a big deal.
And the incentive for Memphis Belle to get mobbed was simple. Here's Connie Nisbet.
The idea of the Carrot Mob is, like I said before, just to come down and buy something from the business being mobbed. And so we had a big line of people out the door waiting to get coffee and treats from Memphis Belle for afternoon tea. We set up some extra tables. Everybody sat around outside in the sun.
We had Nick dressed like a carrot.
Oh, yeah, we had Wellington's best barista running around dressed like a carrot. That was very popular. That was awesome. And we also had the crew from All Good Fairtrade Bananas running around handing out bananas, which was extremely popular. So,
if not confusing, banana mob, carrot mob.
So, yeah, a really fun kind of festival atmosphere. Lots of people hanging out, drinking coffee, consuming consciously and supporting Memphis Belle to improve their energy efficiency.
So how many people turned up and how much did you raise?
In the short space of... 2 hours, there were 300, about 300 people, which is a lot considering we're, I think, 40 square metres. We're very, very small. We've got like 10 chairs inside. So 300 people. Bink, one of the owners of Flight Coffee in Memphis, his quote in the paper was, I felt like I needed a cigarette after 10 minutes. So, poor guy. But, so 300 people, and we've pledged there'll be $3,000 spent towards energy efficiency. Since the event, we've added a bit to that as well. Yeah, Connie's surprised, but that's just to round it up because we want to spend a little bit more. We've always wanted to since we opened, and it's actually our first birthday coming up. So, yeah, since we opened, we've been wanting to spend, but we just haven't had a good pile of money. So now we've. Now it's great. It's like getting half off what we're spending. So we're going to spend it on proper fridges. Our fridges are old. I think they're from the 70s. They're insane. And there's a lot of it is freezer space, and we're embarrassed to do it, but we just had to. It's the only way to open on our shoestring. You'd never believe what we opened Memphis on, really. So we had to do it. But now we're going to get proper fridges, and they're ridiculously energy efficient these days. Modern stuff is amazing. And we're also going to invest in a huge timed switch that can turn our coffee machine off in the depths of the night and then open it back up and get it ready for the morning. Cause it takes a long time to heat up a coffee machine, but that time through the night is a bit of a waste, so we want to turn that off overnight.
Ultimately, this collective of conscious consumers is looking at the bigger picture, global warming and climate change. As Memphis Belle's Matt Grayley explains.
It's not debated anymore. You'll remember early 90s. I remember being young and people laughing it off, including my parents. But now it's no longer debated. By 2050, we're going to see such massive changes, and I think people really need to start taking a stand and really getting involved and finding out all about the ETS, for example. It's just an acronym for the moment for most people, like ETS, what's that? But the Emissions Trading Scheme, it's in place for a reason. It is to encourage more sustainable practices. We really need to lower our emissions, and we all really need to get behind it. It can be pushed from the consumer up as well as from the top down, so let's meet somewhere in the middle.
Dawn Tratt with that report.